You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is the light of the world. Learn more in week 6 of our series, Beyond the Signs.
For preaching, this is our 6th week, okay? Pang-anim na linggo na po natin. We are in the preaching series, Beyond the Signs. Again, we want to look at John chapter 20, verse 30, the purpose of the book of John. Okay, it says, for the purpose of the book is now, Jesus did many other miracles. Say, many other miracles. Okay, many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these were written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. Okay, that is the idea. The idea why this book was written is so that people will believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. And that is the goal of this series. Okay, yung goal po nating series in the last 6 weeks, yan po yung gusto nating gawin. So if you're here for the first time, or you've been coming to church, at hindi mo pakilala si Jesus as the Christ, our hope and goal is that you will believe in Jesus because He is the Christ, and that you will have life in His name. So last week po, pinag-usapan po natin yung Jesus walking on water. And ang encouragement ko po sa inyo is this, last week, invite Jesus into your boat. Di ba? Making sure that Jesus is in your boat when you travel. Because mahirap pag dumaan ka sa storm, tapos wala si Jesus. Mas maganda, nandun si Jesus with you, and you allow Him to change you. And today, we will talk about another miracle of Jesus. Jesus heals a blind man. Jesus heals a blind man. All right? This is taken from John again, John chapter 9. And please stand with me as we read God's word today in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. As he passed by, he saw a blind man from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, so that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Lord, we thank you for your word. Pray, God, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us, that you would show us things in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit that is blinded with sin and pride. Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes to see your purpose, your power, and who you are. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. Really, when you look at this miracle that Jesus did in chapter 9, ang focus niyan is that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. When you look at that, what does that mean? Okay, what does Jesus mean when he said that he is the light of the world? Well, when you look at John chapter 8, this is the first time that Jesus made the claim. Not in chapter 9, but in chapter 8. When he first made the claim, and again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have light of life." So when you look at this text, what Jesus is saying is not just this, you know, it's not just seeing things that is about being the light, but it's about living the life. That is why in John chapter 9, etong sabi niya, "I am the light of the world." When we invite Jesus into our boat, when we ask Jesus to come into our lives, he enlightens everything. All of a sudden, there are things that you do not see. Now you can see clearly. And that is the idea of why we want Jesus to be invited into our lives. So that's why the question going out today is, what does it mean for Jesus to be the light of the world? Or let's bring it closer to home. What does it mean to me when I say that Jesus is the light of my world? What does that mean? When Jesus is the light of my life? Okay, what does that mean? Why is that important? Why is it important for us to understand that Jesus is the light of the world? Now, we just read a story in chapter 9. Pagkatinignan po natin ito, ang background nito, actually, we will look at the entire chapter. There are 41 verses in chapter 9, but we will not have time to really look at everything. But what you will find out is this man was some, he was born blind. And yet, the disciples, when the disciples saw Jesus looking at him, okay, they were probably puzzled, and they were probably thinking, and they were probably wondering why the man was born blind. Okay, and then makikita natin yung tanong nila, no? And sometimes in our lives, meron pong mga nangyayari sa buhay po natin na hindi natin maintindihan, at madalas, katalasan po, pag may nangyayari sa buhay natin, hindi natin maintindihan, para din tayo yung mga disciples that nagiging default natin is the reason merong mga bagay na nangyayari hindi maganda sa buhay natin dahil sa kasalanan. Di ba? Minsan kahit ngayon sa parking lang, pag bigla yung nawala yung paborito mong parking, may nauna na sa'yo, ang pakiramdam mo, kasi may kasalanan ka. Di ba? Merong nawala sa'yo, may nangyari sa'yo, hindi maganda kasi merong kang kasalanan. And that's always, that's been the question ever since. So tingnan po natin, there are three things I want to look at today in the story. Number one is this, okay? From an unknown cause of sickness to revealing God's purpose. Okay, yun po yung first point na titingnan natin. How do we see this, okay? Again, when you look at verse 1, this is what Jesus said, okay? As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned?" Okay, again, when you look at this text, when they look at this question, is it this man or his parents that he was born blind? Now, when you look at this, kasi po, itong tanong ng mga disciples, hindi lang po nanggaling to sa kanila. Because in the religious aspect, in the religious, the Jewish people actually, because of the Pharisees, okay? Yung mga Pharisees po believe that you can actually commit sin in your mother's womb. Tinuturo po nila yan. And that, the Jewish people understood that. So kaya tinatanong nila, and then when you look at Psalm 51, okay, one of the things that they say, baka maaling yung sinasabi ni David. So they had this idea na maaling kang magkasala in your mother's womb. Kaya imagine, hindi ka pa pinanganganak, may kasalanan ka na. Okay, and that's what they were saying. That's why they were asking this question. So, ang tanong nila, sinong may kasalanan? And then when you also look at the book of Job, di ba yung book of Job, yung mga friends ni Job, ano yung sinasabi kay Job? Alam mo kaya ka nagkakasala? Alam mo kaya ka nagduro sa Job? May kasalanan ka, may secret sin ka. Di ba? Aminin mo na kasi kay God. Anyway, nakikita naman ni God lahat yan. Pag inamin mo kay God yan, everything will be okay. Ganyan ang sabi ng mga friends niya. And yet, when we study the book of Job, we know, hindi po yun yung rason. Hindi yun yung rason bakit nagkaroon siya ng suffering. And maybe you're here today. Maybe you're here today and you are going through a very difficult time. And then yun din ang sinasabi mo sa sarili mo. Alam mo, kaya siguro ako hindi umaasenso. Siguro dahil sa kasalanan ng magulang ko. O siguro kaya hindi nag-work yung marriage ko. Kasi merong sigurong ginawa yung nanay ko o tatay ko o yung ako mismo. Or you know the reason, baka mamaya bigla, maybe some of you here, maybe nagkaroon ka ng anak with special need. Okay, iniisip mo, naku, siguro, eto na karma na siguro sa akin though, because of the things I've done in the past. There are things na maaaring nangyayari sa atin ngayon na maaaring because of sin, pero meron pong mga bagay-bagay na nangyayari sa buhay natin that inaalaw ni Lord to happen so that He could reveal His purpose in our lives. I think before we ask the question, why me, Lord? Why are these things happening to me? I think the question we need to ask ourselves is, Lord, what is your purpose in allowing me to go through this? You see, the thing is, this guy was born blind. I don't think it was, it was God who created him. Well, of course, God created him blind, pero not in a sense that yun yung purpose ni God so that he will become a lab test. I don't think that's what the Bible is teaching us. But what Jesus is saying is that it's not sin. So, bago po tayo mag-isip, okay, sa mga nangyayari sa buhay natin, pag may nangyayaring masama sa buhay natin, maaaring hindi kasalanan. Maaaring may tinuturo si God. maaaring the reason why hindi nag-work yung business mo is maaaring may tinuturo sa'yo si Lord. Ano yung purpose? Maaaring bakit hindi ka nagtatagal sa isang office? It might be something else. It might not be, you know, maybe hindi yun, you know, maybe the Lord is saying something to you. Maybe hindi dahil wala kang kwentang employee or meron kang ginawa. No. Maybe something, maybe there is a purpose why that is happening to you. And you need to ask the question, Lord, what is your purpose? What is it, you know, what is something that you want to reveal to me? Ano yung purpose? Because when you look at verse 3, Jesus answered, okay? This is what Jesus said. It was not that this man sinned or his parents. So this is not the result of sin. This is not an issue of sin, okay? But the works of God. But, not an issue of sin, but the works of God might be displayed. So ano yung purpose ni God? Ano yung works na gustong gawin ni Lord sa buhay mo at this moment? Because He wants to display it in Him. Because that's the idea. The idea, Jesus did not say that He sinned, nor His parents. Because yun yung katuruan na tinuturo ng mga false teachers, ng mga Pharisees. And sometimes we carry that with ourselves, even today, in our lives. Okay, the reason kaya may suffering, because you also think na meron kang kasalanan. But Jesus is saying, this was done so that the purpose of God might be displayed. We must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus wants to show us that because He is the light of the world, the things that are happening in our lives na hindi natin maintindihan, He will give light to that and He will enlighten our minds. Makikita mo lang, minsan hindi mo naiintindihan, but when you allow the purpose of God, when you ask Him, Lord, what is your purpose for this? Anong part ng character mo that you want to reveal in us in this situation right now? That's the kind of question that we need to ask, because that's what Jesus is teaching in this miracle. Next point that I want to go through is that from an unusual way of healing to displaying of God's power. Okay, unusual way. Bakit naging unusual? Well, number one, because it was a Sabbath. Okay, this happened on Sabbath day. And on Sabbath, okay, I told you this before last week, di ba? A few weeks ago when we talked about Sabbath. Sa Sabbath kasi, sa mga Pharisees, sa mga religious leaders, meron ka lang different ways that you can do. Okay, when you are at home, okay, at home during Sabbath, you can only take 1,000 steps. Pag naka 1,001 steps ka na, you're already breaking the Sabbath. Kaya yung mga tao noon, matatalino. Okay? Ang gagawin nila, lalo na pagkainan, okay, maglalagay sila ng pagkain inside their house, okay, and then they will walk 1,000 steps outside their home and put more food in that place. Kasi pagka nandun, pagka merong pagkain, pagka kahit lumampas ka ng 1,000 steps, hindi pa nabibreak yung law. Kasi you will have now another 1,000 steps. Kasi pagkain, nandun yung pagkain mo sa bahay. So people are trying to, you know, to do these things. But unusual, and because ginawa ni Jesus on a Sabbath. And there are many rules and regulations on Sabbath. But the reason why He did it is to display God's power. Ano ba yung unusual nito? Well, another unusual way that Jesus did, this is the first time that He actually made mud. Pag tinignan niyo po, in other gospel, meron po namang hindil si Jesus eh. Okay? Walang lupa. Dumura lang siya. Okay? Dinuraan niya. Okay? Dumura siya sa kamay niya. Tapos, minasahe niya yung natandaan niyo, in another gospel, and He was able to see. Or yung deaf. Ganun din ginawa ni Jesus. Alright? Pero this time, ito yung first time, unusual, because this is the first time that Jesus actually spat on the ground and made mud. Now, again, being Sabbath, okay, that is against the Sabbath rule. Kasi on Sabbath, you're not allowed to bake bread. Because making that mud is like kneading the dough. Okay, that is considered work. That is why makikita sa sabi ng mga Pharisees, hindi of God tong mama na to kasi He's working on Sabbath. All right? Unusual yun. This is the first time that Jesus actually created that mud and to heal someone. Now, another commentator that I read actually said the reason why Jesus did that is so that to show them that God can create something out of nothing. Okay? We don't know exactly what the kind of blindness this man had. Hindi ko alam kung talagang sarado lang ba yung mata niya o wala talaga siyang mata. We don't know. But the Bible says he was blind. And this was to display God's power. Verse 6, it says, and having said this, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva, then anointed the man's eye with mud. Last, and the next verse it says, and said to him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Now that is the amazing thing. I mean, that is just interesting on how this man was blind. Okay, at this point, bulag siya, hindi niya nakikita si Jesus, naririnig lang niya yung sinasabi ni Jesus, and yet he obeyed. Okay, another thing that I want to share with you today is that when you look at this, okay, kasi minsan nilalagay na, baka meron tayong pinagdaraanan, it's so easy for us to put God in the box. It's so easy for us to think that God can only answer my prayers this way. God can only move this way. God can only do things this way, according to my way, okay? Because when you look at this story, the reason, you know, when he healed this blind man, he was born blind. Now, I don't know how old he is, okay, when Jesus healed him. But I made a mistake this at 1 o'clock service. I said 25 to 30. Okay, yung pala yung 25 to 30 is when you're considered a man. But when you're considered to testify in court, okay, you're, according to the Jewish law, at least you have to be 13 years old. Because when you look at the story later on, okay, pag binasa nyo po yan, yung parents nung blind man, tinawag nung Pharisees. Tinanong sila, eto pa talaga yung anak nyo. Diba? Ang sabi niya, yes po, yan po yung anak namin. And then, paano siyang gumaling? Hindi po namin alam. Why don't you ask him? Because he is of age. Okay, that terms there is it's saying he is now on his, he has his own responsibility now to answer for himself. So the text is saying he was probably 13 and up. So we don't know. We don't know. But what we know is that, you know, he was able to speak for himself. Now when we go through difficulties in life, I hope that we believe that God sees and that God hears. That whatever difficult situation you're in right now, he can see it and he can hear you crying out to him. Do you believe that? But there are times that he answers us in ways na hindi yung ini-expect natin. Diba? Hindi yan ini-expect. God works that way. Sometimes you've been praying for healing. You know, you've been faithful. And yet God has not given you your healing. Or sometimes maybe you're here today and you've been praying for, you know, for a business to flourish, and yet you keep trying business after business and it's falling apart. Or maybe you've been married and you want to have children and you've been trying everything you can, nagpa-check up na kayo and everything, all the tests, and still walang nangyayari. Diba? And so and you're praying, and then here we are talking about healing, talking about miracles of Jesus. There are times, though, I believe with all of my heart, there are times that God, when we go through difficulties, he actually gives us our breakthrough. He brings healing. That's like in this story. But I also believe that there are times, not only does God give us our breakthrough, but he also gives us the grace to make it through. Okay? Not only does he give us breakthroughs, but sometimes God chooses to give us grace to make it through our difficulties. Why? Because not every, you know, because when you look at Paul, remember Paul, when he was praying, he prayed 3 times that the thorn in his flesh will be taken away from him. We don't know what that is, but when he was praying to God and asking God, heal me, you know what God's answer to him was? My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. That is why it's so important for us that no matter what we are going through today, ano man po yung difficulty na meron ka ngayon, you believe that God will either give you your breakthrough or he will give you the grace to make it through. Amen? Because that's the way God is. Okay? So, lastly, from being unseen God to making himself known. I think this is really where we need to spend more time with. Okay? Kasi, when you look at the story, when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, what he really wants to make people to understand is that whatever dark situation you're in, He can always bring His light into that. From making Himself known, the Pharisees, again, lagi po natin binabash yung Pharisees, no? Napansin niyo yun? We have nothing good to say about the Pharisees. Okay? Sunday after Sunday, lagi na lang natin dinidira yung Pharisees. But you know, when you think about it, when you think about the history of the Pharisees, eto lang po, para lang po lagyan natin ng konting balance, no? The Pharisees were created, this group, it's a group, okay? It's a group of people who are very loving to God. They were a group of people that started their ministry, if we could say it that way, after the Babylonian captivity. That's what about 516 BC. Okay? They were in captivity 70 years with Babylon because of their sin. Diba? Because of falling away from the from the works of God. They keep on disobeying God. So this group was created after they returned to Jerusalem. And their goal was, their intention was to make sure that the people of God will no longer break the laws of God. Yun yung intention na. The intention was to make sure that the people will understand what the laws mean. Okay, ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng Pentateuch? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng Torah? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng lahat ng commandments ni God from the first five books of the Bible? And their idea was to interpret all the laws in that and making sure that they will no longer suffer the suffering they did in Babylon. That is why you will remember, no? Pagka kinakausap ni Jesus in John, pag dinignan niyo po ito, pag kinakausap ni Jesus yung mga Pharisees, and when He talks about being a slave, they will always tell Jesus, we were never slaves. True enough. They were never slaves. Because they were, when Rome captured them, hindi naman sila ginawang slave eh. Diba? They still carry on with their lives. Pero meron lang mga boundaries. Okay? Unlike the Babylonian captivity, that's being slave. So when he would, so yung po, ano, pagka iniisip po natin yung Pharisees, hindi po sila nagsimulang masasamang tao. Okay? Ang problema with the Pharisees, they got so caught up with the rules and the regulations that they completely missed the Messiah when He came. Because they were so concerned. You know what they did? With all the laws of Moses, they created more laws to make sure that they will not break the law of God. The intention was good. But it became so concerned with the rules and the laws of God that the unseen God could no longer be seen. Hindi nila talaga makita na si God. That is why when Jesus was doing something, okay, they couldn't see Him. Because it's outside the box. It's outside what they created. It's outside their expectation. It's outside what they thought God would do. That is why this is what they said, okay, when the neighbors saw the blind man, okay, after he was healed, when they saw the blind man, they said, isn't that the blind man that was begging? And they said, hindi, kamukha, kahuwig lang. Diba, the blind man said, no, it's me. And then they asked him, how are you able to see? Okay, later we will talk about that. And then they said, there's this man, Jesus, healed me. And then they brought him to the Pharisees. And when they were with the Pharisees, sinasabi niya sa mga Pharisees, this guy healed me. And this is the conversation, okay? But this is what the Pharisees said. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God. Why? Because he does not keep the Sabbath. Again, because they were so focused on the external that they did not even rejoice. They didn't even care if this man was healed. They didn't even rejoice that this man was blind when he was born and now he could see. They couldn't rejoice with that. Why? Because they were so concerned with the rules. Bago po natin sisihin yung mga Pharisees, isipin din po natin yung sarili natin. Hindi ba ganun din tayo minsan? Minsan pagka iba na bibless, bakit siya na-promote? Mas faithful pa nga ako dyan sa church. Di ba? Hindi nga yan, pagka nga nag-worship yun, hindi man lang nagtataas ng kamay. You know what I'm saying? And it is so easy to become like a Pharisee. And then we get so caught up. And then iniisip mo, bakit siya nagkaroon ng girlfriend? Ako, tagal-tagal ko ng leader.
Bakit wala pa rin? Di ba? Bakit yung business nila okay? Bakit yung sa amin hindi?
And then because you know, and you look at that, and then you become so, you know, you become so caught up with the rules. But others said, how can a man who's a sinner do such things, do such signs? There was a division. Then verse 24, not only do they say that Jesus is not from God, okay? Verse 24 said, for the second time, this is after they called the parents in. Can you imagine? They wanted to discredit what God has done. They did not want to believe that this was a miracle. They called in the parents. Tinawag yung parents, sabi, ito pa talaga yung anak nyo? Ang sabi ng parents, opo, yan po yung anak namin. At yan po, dapat talaga pinanganak na blind. Opo, blind po yan, pinanganak. Eh bakit ngayon nakakita? Hindi po namin alam. Why don't you ask him? Di ba? And so not only then, there's a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, give glory to God. Give glory to God. Why? Because we know that this man is a sinner. This man is a sinner. Not only did they say that Jesus is not from God, but he is a sinner. Okay? Because they couldn't see him. They completely missed Jesus. I mean, this is not the first miracle Jesus did on Sabbath. This is not the first. This is not the first miracle. That Jesus has done so many miracles in front of them, and yet they completely miss Jesus. That is why John chapter 1 verse 9 says this. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world, and he was in the world, and the world was made through him. And yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. That is a sad scripture. I mean, the Pharisees who were talking about the Messiah to come did not even see him. They actually completely missed him when he came. His own people did not receive him. But you know, when you contrast the Pharisees who could see, the Pharisees who actually have eyes to see, they saw all the miracles of Jesus. They've heard so many good things about what Jesus did, and yet they were so blinded with their religiosity and with their self-righteousness that they couldn't see Jesus. And contrast that to the man who was born blind. Okay, tingnan po natin. Ito, hindi niya nakita si Jesus, narinig lang niya. And look at what he said. And he answered the first time they brought, when the neighbors were asking him, sabi niya, how did you receive your healing? Sabi niya, the man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. So I went and I washed and I received my sight. The first encounter that this blind man had with Jesus, he only saw Jesus as a man. Only as a man. Nothing else. All he heard was this man called Jesus told him to do something. And then verse 17, okay, not only did, una, man lang, no? Second, ito na yung progression ng kanyang pakikakilala kay Lord. When the light of the world comes into your life, ito nangyayari, lumiliwanag yung nakikita mo. And you will see Jesus for who he is. Okay? First, nakita niya man lang. But then the second time, he said, so they said to him again to the blind man, what do you say about him? Since he opened your eyes, and he said, he is a prophet. No longer just a man, now a prophet. Again, that is that is how God works in our lives, isn't it? Di ba pagka inaayaan mo yung word ni God to enlighten you, all of a sudden you see God in a deeper way and in a better way. Okay? Now, again, when you look at this, when you look at what happened to this man, again, he did not see Jesus. He was blind. Actually, when he came back, he did not see Jesus. It was the neighbors that he saw when he first he got this sight. But when you look at that, he could have argued with Jesus. When Jesus commanded him to go and wash yourself at the pool of Siloam, he could have, argued with Jesus and said, no, Jesus, I cannot go there. But the thing is, he just simply obeyed. He simply obeyed the word of Jesus and he started seeing. You know, the same is true with our lives today. Sometimes, it is when we obey that we begin to see. Sometimes, it is when we obey what God said. It doesn't make sense. God, bakit ako magbibigay? Bakit ako magbibigay sa need na to? I have my own need. And yet, God is saying to you, just obey. And then you will see. You know, iba po sa inyo, naghahanap ka ng trabaho. You've been praying and asking God for a job. And then now, here's this job interview that called you. And yet, you're afraid. Lord, baka hindi ito. And then God is just saying to you, just go. Just go. Because as you go, as you obey, you will start seeing. Maybe it's a relationship problem. Maybe you're having trouble in your marriage. And God is saying to you, simple thing, just apologize. Just say, I am sorry. Kahit nakantahan ka nung kanta ni Rihanna, okay na, you're only sorry because you got caught. Diba? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yung pong hindi pa sa inyo, hindi alam yung kanta, no? Gusto yung kantahin ko? Wag na po. Diba? Please don't say you're sorry because you're not. Wag na po natin ganun. Okay? Diba? It doesn't matter. Okay, because you will be surprised at what will happen when you just say sorry. When you started saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, things will just start to open up. It is when we obey. I mean, this man didn't see Jesus. He doesn't even know Jesus. He only knew him by name. Question is, what has God been telling you to do? What is your situation right now? That God has been telling you to do something and you're not seeing it. You just can't understand. Lord, I don't want to do it because I don't understand. Lord, I don't want to attend the Victory Group because I don't know what that is. I don't know what will happen there. I don't know, but God is saying to you, just go. Just do it because you'll be surprised what you will see. Healing. Maybe you've been asking God to heal you. And God is just saying to you, just believe that I will heal you. Just go. Just keep coming to church. Just keep attending. Just keep believing. Just keep claiming that I will heal you. And your eyes will be open. And then because you know, Lord, I don't understand. I was serving you so well. And now this sickness, now I can't serve you. Again, you need to understand, but maybe what you need to ask the Lord is, Lord, what is the purpose and what is your work that you want to display in my life in the situation I am in right now? Because as you do that, you'll be able to see. Because you know why? Not because you're smart, but because He is the light of the world. He will enlighten your mind and He will open the eyes of your heart to see what He is doing. Amen? See, when you think about it, what hindered the Pharisees from seeing Jesus? Really, when you think of it, it's really their pride. It's their ego. It's their pride. It's their self-righteousness that made them miss Jesus. And I hope, you know, mahal na araw na po pala, no? Next week. Di ba, ano pong araw, sa Pilipinas po, ano po itong linggo na to? Linggo ng Palaspas, no? Linggo ng Palaspas. Okay? And then next week, Holy Week. No, marami pong tao ngayon mag-aayuno. Marami pong tao ngayon mag-iisip. Okay? And they would do all these rules. Ito lang ang pwede mong gawin sa Holy Week. Okay? Lahat ng TV ang palabas, Ten Commandments lang. Saka Ben-Hur. No? Di ba? Yung panahon ko kasi ganun lang eh. Yun ang napapanood namin sa TV, Ben-Hur lang, saka Ten Commandments. Okay? And then you get all these rules during this Holy Week. I hope and pray that you will not be so focused on what you can and can't do this Holy Week that you will miss Jesus. Actually, you can be in church and you can actually miss Jesus. Because you're so caught up with the rules. Eh, bakit ganyan ang worship song? Dapat na lang ganung na song? Ba't ang sasaya nilang kumanta? Dapat pagka nag-worship ka kay God, mahabang mukha mo. Pagka gumingiti ka, hindi napi-please si God. Kasi nasa church ka. No, dapat hindi ka nag-joke. Dapat hindi ka we get so caught up with all these rules that we completely miss what God is doing. But when you look at this man, he obeyed God without seeing him. He understood that he was a man, he was a prophet, and look at what else happened. The man answered. And then this is the second time he was talking to the Pharisees. The Pharisees were telling him, you know, we don't believe this man because we don't know where he came from. And the man said, why? This is an amazing thing. You know not where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. And now, when they look at the next verse, they said, we know. Okay, now he's agreeing with the Pharisees. He's agreeing with the Pharisees' idea that sinners cannot be heard by God. Look at what he said. Now we know that God does not listen to sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he listens to him. Never since the world began had been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. When he said that, the Pharisees got so mad and told him, you being born in utter sin will now teach us. Can you imagine that? The man was just agreeing with what they were saying. They were saying, he was going with their logic. Okay? If he's a sinner, he would not do anything. He can't do anything. But he opened my eyes. He actually said, I was blind, but now I see. Explain that. And yet, really, when you look at this story, there was not just one blind man in the story. There are actually more blind people than the blind man in the story. Yeah, pag ni-review mo, you know, when you look at the disciples, they were kind of blind because they thought it was because of sin this man was blind. And then you look at the neighbors. Okay, they were skeptic. They didn't want to believe that this man was blind and now can see because of the religiosity. The Pharisees were another group of blind men because of their self-righteousness. They couldn't see what Christ is doing. So when he was cast out, Jesus, amazingly, just like always, Jesus is always the one pursuing us and looking for us. I hope you get encouraged with that. Okay, napakaano man yung pinagdaanan mo ngayon, know with all of your heart that Jesus is pursuing you. Look at what happened, verse 35, okay? Na-cast out na siya, wala, ayaw na siya, tinanggal na siya sa synagogue. Okay, etong sabi, and Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, and this is the most amazing revelation that this man had. From seeing Jesus as a man, from seeing Jesus as a prophet, and from seeing Jesus as the Son of God, the Messiah. He answered, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? Jesus said to him, you have seen him. This is the first time. This is actually the first time he saw Jesus. And it is he who is speaking to you. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Isn't that amazing? I mean, from seeing him as a man, or just a healer, the prophet, and now seeing him as the Messiah who could not just give him healing of his eyes, but the healing of his soul. And he worshipped him. My question to you is this. You might not be blind today, but do you see him? Do you see Jesus in what he is doing in your life today? Do you see him in what he is doing in the life of others around you? Do you see Jesus? Do you hear him? Because he said, it is I who is speaking to you. Who is speaking to you today? Do you see him? Because the more this light of the world enlightens our mind and enlightens our heart, the response that we will have will be the same as this blind man. We will worship him. Because worship is our natural response to the revelation of who God is in our lives. The more we get to know Jesus, the more we will worship him. And I want to leave you with this thought before we end. Only Jesus can open our eyes to see Him for who He really is. Only Jesus can open our eyes to see Him for who He is. I don't know what trials, what difficulties you're facing today. Maybe you're not seeing the purpose of God in your life today. I hope and pray that He will open your eyes, being the light of the world, to open your eyes to see what He is doing in your life today. Why don't you just come before the Lord right now and just ask Him to open your eyes to the things that you are not seeing, to open your eyes to see His purpose and His grace and His ways and His will in whatever difficult situation you're in right now. It might be financial, it might be emotional, it might be physical, whatever situation that is, just come before Him right now. Just ask Him, Lord, open my eyes. Light of the world. Light of the world. Bring light into this situation so that I can see Your purpose. So that I can see Your power. So that I can see who You are in the situation I'm in. Lord, help me not to miss You. Help me not to miss what You're doing. Lord, thank You for Your great love. Lord, thank You for Your grace, light of the world. He who believes in You will never walk in darkness. That's what You said. And Lord, I pray that You would help us to walk in the light, that to turn away from all the things that are of darkness. Lord, even as we remember what You've done on the cross for us 2,000 years ago in these coming weeks, in these coming days, Lord, I pray that we would not miss why You came here on earth. That is to save us, to give us life to the full. Help us, Lord, not to miss out on that one. Thank You, Lord God, for Your grace.